BOE 2023 back in session. Present are Jerry Moore and David Akers. Craig Baker has some lame excuse about his son getting married, so can't be here today. But we do have a quorum, so we're going to proceed. It is my understanding that on BOE 410 through 481, the taxpayer and the assessor have come to an agreement. Those are the Tanglewood development properties. It's my understanding that those are empty lots that have been, a plat was filed, but no development has occurred. And if you guys can pipe up and tell me if I'm wrong, but I would make a motion to reduce the value to $861 for each one of those BOEs and change classification back to agriculture. Is that the agreement?
That's what Susan and I seconded.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay, that will take care of BOE, all those BOE numbers I just gave. Tim, which one is the contested one? What number?
375, the 2005 West 76 Country Boulevard.
Okay, and let's, if it's all right with you, Mr. Yules, let me do these other ones with Mr. Davis, and then we'll take up yours right after that.
No problem.
Okay, thank you. All right. 378, Eric Wendell and Donna Wendell.
Yes. So Eric and Donna have a nightly rental, one nightly rental in Branson. They themselves live in Belleville, Illinois, and I'm asking for the 75-25 split on that.
Which one?
378. Eric, and Donna.
Okay. You just have the one.
Yes.
All right. I would make a motion that, as to BOE 378. Excuse me, I need to ask that question. Do you know what they checked on their form? No, I can probably pull it out of here.
We should have it.
I can probably pull it up here. I just.
They might have, for sure they checked classification. They might have also checked.
I got it right here.
But I think this is one of the.
It looks like just classification, so that'll be easy. All right, as to BOE 378, I would make a motion that we classify it as mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
I have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. Tim, your next one looks like BOE 398.
Did you get my link?
Nine.
I did not. That's what I was just asking for, was the link.
That's what I want to make sure.
BOE 393.
Yes. So Keith and Marilyn Frederick, they just have one nightly rental in Taney County. They used to have several, but prior to the start of this year, they sold all the other ones except one. They also use it as their lake house. They're asking for a 75-25 split, please, on this one.
On their form, they indicated that they have a valuation argument saying that the income cap approach to the house is overassessed. Is this one, though, that Susan went in with the developer afterwards and it was reduced down? It was Chateau Ridge.
Yeah. What's the BOE on that?
That is BOE 393's top one, second page.
Susan, do you know the value, the new value assigned to this one?
150 Chateau Ridge, give me a second. I'm trying to do three things at once, and I need to get her these guys the link. Okay.
I'm going to guess that probably the 25-75 is still better than 50. Whatever they're arguing.
Yeah,
but I may be wrong.
Chateau Ridge.
But they are arguing value here.
Chateau Ridge.
Fredericks are at 422-103.
But they're claiming on this appeal that they thought the market value was 350 using the income approach instead of 442, which is what it's at.
Sorry. They never sent us anything about their income, and they don't have 3 years of income to show.
I think the 75,000.
Yeah, I mean, seeing no other evidence in the file, I mean, but I still need to address it in the motion. But it's your client, so I wanted to make sure and let you know.
So, do you know if the 422,103? Had you moved it back down to that level?
Yeah, we moved it down.
Okay. All right. As to BOE 393, I would make a motion to deny the change in valuation, but agree to change the classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. Okay.
If you could just give me a 30-second break to send you the share folder for
I have a feeling we may end up with more of these because the competition has gotten such that that people are, instead of making money hand over fist, are now not doing it.
A lot of my clients who've had these managers for years and have established businesses, they said they were down this year about 20%.
I would agree with that. But it's because we were the only ones open.
Yes.
During COVID.
We need to send it to,
now that everything else is open, people now are traveling to other destinations. But they'll be back.
Yeah.
Send it to Stephanie and have her send it to David and to you. Okay. Know how to do that. You just push share and then copy the link and send it to Stephanie, who will send it to Jerry to David. Thank you.
Okay, as to BOA 386, Tim, this is also yours.
Yes, so 386, 388, and 389, those three, these, even though they're put in different LLCs, they're all owned by Brian Beckham, B-E-C-K-E-M.
These are some big properties, appears.
He lives in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma.
Okay, he has checked a valuation, but I have nothing in the file.
I don't have anything on it either.
So I don't have any basis for.
He's checked all three.
He did check all three. Now, BOE 386 is valued slightly higher than BOE 388. These must be 10 bedroom. These are very large properties, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
Okay. Does the assessor have anything to say with respect to the valuation?
What page are we on, please?
We're on page 2, BOE 386 and 388, and then on page 3 at the top, there's 389. I know these are all Lodges Chateau Cove or Chateau Mountain Condo. I believe you...
We brought down the values on all
of them. Okay. Well, these are extremely large properties that are valued at million plus, it looks like.
Right. They're about 2 million, actually. But
all right. But those have already been brought down in accordance with all of the other properties there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Anything else?
No.
Okay. I would make a motion on BOE 386 that we deny reduction in value that classifies mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Seconded.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. On BOE 388 and 389, I would make a motion that we deny change in valuation and classification and that they remain 100% commercial as the second and third property owned by the same entity.
Seconded.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes. I have BOE 396 of Kevin Jones.
Yes. I think Kevin lives in Illinois, and I think he just has one. That new
incentive.
Okay,
we're
going to
look that one up if we can.
I may be wrong. Amy, I'm living in
I'm looking in the address finder.
Florida is what it says.
And he's at...
I knew he was out of state.
11716.
Does Mr. Jones have any other appeals going?
Not as far as I know. I think he only has this one.
That's all I'm finding.
Kevin C. Jones. Okay.
I see four.
Same.
There were two Kevin Joneses who filed appeals.
Yeah, I think we had that problem the other day.
This is a Kevin C. Jones.
Okay, so this one says there's a 470 Lakefront Drive. Because you've got a Chateau Mountain, a Chateau Cove, and two Fox Hollow.
All going to P.O. Box 5133.
Going to 11716 East 133rd.
That's a different. We just did that one.
Maybe a different Kevin Jones.
No, 470 Lakefront is.
Those are Brian Beckham. The Fox Hollow.
Fox Hollow.
Brian Beckham.
That was Brian Beckham. We've already finished that one.
Looking at Kevin Jones, BOE 396.
So they're all going to the same.
Yeah, there were three. There were multiple ones that go to Brian Beckham.
Correct.
So everything with that address is at Brian Beckham.
Right, but see here, I'm showing four at going to that address.
We'll talk about it.
Okay.
396.
If we had to, we could table it, I suppose.
It's 11716 East 133rd Street. And he's got 183 Chateau Mountain, 450 Lakefront, 300 Chateau Cove, and 470 Lakefront.
This one's owned by Kevin Jones. It's not owned by an LLC, just Kevin Jones in his own name.
I'm just looking by the address.
129 Chateau Mountain Drive.
Coming up, Kevin C. Jones.
Kevin C., that's correct.
And that's going to the P.O. box in Morton.
Yes.
That's correct.
But these others that are saying...
Yeah, those are all Brian Beckham's.
Right. I just turned that page. Where's the ones we're on now?
I think some of these are out of order.
I know, but this is the one I was looking at, the 11716.
Yeah, that's Brian Beckham.
Okay.
Okay, but on Mr. Jones, do we have anything additional? Jerry's not seeing any anymore.
That's the only one.
There's just one.
Okay. As to BOE 396, I would make a motion to change classification to mixed use, 25% commercial, 75% residential.
Seconded.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion passes. Okay. Tim, I guess I don't have any on the later pages, so does that only leave number 375 for you?
That's right.
Okay.
Do you have
one? Just one. Just number 375. It's Timber Point Properties at 2005 West 76 Central Boulevard.
So, is this a...